They are pretty babies, and then there are the rest of us. Some babies are noisier than others. Mathonwy James was one. Scarcely had he drawn his first breath than he began to squeal. Many babies do, but few have squealed so loudly or for quite so long. The year was 1885, and it was the first day of October, a Thursday. "He doesn't like this wicked world," observed the midwife, a staunch Methodist whose own view of the world did not amount to much either. Universally known as nurse, but with no formal claim to the title, she went about the countryside delivering babies, caring for the sick, and laying out the dead, this last job being the one she relished most. It was her custom to sing hymns as she busied herself with her corpses, a kind of musical viaticum that always ended with, "Lo, he standeth midst the myrtles," a favourite of hers. Sometimes she'd hint that she and its composer Anne Griffiths, née Thomas, was somehow related through an uncle, himself a Thomas, who'd lived near the farm where Anne Griffiths grew up. Few took her seriously. Wales is full of Thomases.